The faculty at Ithaca College are considering whether or not they can trust the school's president to lead them. Today, faculty held what they called a teach-in to talk about their frustrations with President Tom Rochon. The move comes ahead of a vote of confidence or no confidence. The Ithaca College a cappella group sang by the classroom door as more than 300 faculty and students filed in to talk about the reasons why they do or don't support the college president. Faculty and students say President Tom Rochon is complacent in addressing a racial climate on campus. Last week, students staged a walkout, calling on Rochon to resign. In response, Rochon laid out what he calls an ambitious plan to improve the climate of inclusion. He also created the position of chief diversity officer. But some students and faculty say that just proves their point. Rather than trying to get input from faculty and students, they say Rochon makes top-down decisions.
I believe that this is a CEO's way of doing things.
Writing professor Nick Kowalczyk says he'll be casting a vote of no confidence in Rochon.
I believe that we need a leader who sees himself or herself not as above us, but among us.
Tatiana Patron is a philosophy professor. She doesn't think a confidence vote is the way to address the problem. The problem is with the structure of governance.
So voting non-confidence would at most replace a president whose decisions we don't like with a president whose decisions we will like. That's the best case scenario. But this will not make the process any less autocratic.
Regardless, the faculty is starting their confidence vote at the end of the month. Results come mid-December. But Rochon's job ultimately rests with the Board of Trustees. In Ithaca, I'm Monica Sandreski for WSKG News.